Nevertheless, Commander Gev has delivered Han Solo to us alive, which is all that is required to collect the bounty.
Cretheus turned to Marvid.
We're done here.
Not yet, you aren't,
Savara said. She looked to Marvid.
Keep playing. You'll be glad you did.
Marvid restarted the vid, then watched in grudging admiration as Jedi Skywalker downed two more armored Mandalorians. The phony Twi'lek, Leia Solo, no doubt, sent a third flying across the hangar. The last three men began to fall back. They were clearly overmatched and destined to fail. That changed when Savara Rain appeared in the doorway behind the two Jedi and sent a separate grenade flying at each one. Skywalker and his sister sensed the danger and sprang away in opposite directions. Then the vid flared orange and stayed that way for nearly 3 seconds. When it cleared, it had resolved into a split screen, one half showing the Mandalorian vessel shuddering on its struts, the other half showing a trio of Nargons charging into the hangar, firing their blaster rifles toward an unseen enemy. Savara was not visible on either half of the screen, but Gev was on the first screen, dragging a badly beaten and now unconscious Solo up the Trakaad's boarding ramp. They were almost inside when they suddenly stopped and seemed to teeter on the verge of tumbling back to the hangar floor. Caught, Marvid assumed, in an invisible force grasp. Then more Nargons appeared and began to pour fire at the unseen Jedi, and Gev disappeared into the transport with Solo. The vessel started to rise off its struts even before the boarding ramp had retracted and Cretheus stopped the vid.
Savara has made her case, he said, turning to Marvid. She deserves a share of the bounty.
Agreed, Marvid said. I suggest a 50% split.
50%?
So strident was Gev's voice that the Kref's Nargon bodyguard stepped forward, ready to protect Marvid and his brother. She merely glared at them, then continued.
I lost a dozen good men in that operation. If you think we'll settle for a single credit less than the full million...
You don't deserve a million,
Savara interrupted.
You don't deserve a single credit.
She turned to Marvid.
Didn't I tell you to keep playing?
Marvid knew he shouldn't smile. It would betray his bias to Cretheus, but he couldn't help himself. She was so arrogant.
If you insist,
he said.
But I really don't see you receiving more than half the bounty.
That's not the point.
Savara waved at the wall screen.
Just play.
Marvid restarted the vid and watched in growing concern as Skywalker went after the Nargons, while his sister began to force hurl armored Mandalorians into the hangar walls. By the time the transport was departing through the barrier field, the Nargons had been reduced to piles of scale-covered flesh and metal. Gev's Mandos lay strewn across the hangar floor, missing limbs and armor. Most were clearly dead, but several appeared to be merely wounded or unconscious. A moment later, Lando Calrissian and Omad Kaeg entered the hangar and began to interrogate the survivors. Marvid and Cretheus had the same thoughts simultaneously.
Were any pilots captured?
Cretheus asked, spinning his power body toward Gev.
Did you risk anyone who knows how to find Base Prime?
Gev's eyes grew resentful.
Of course not, she said. We do know how to follow a directive.